So now, next one. When you look for the great happiness, when your aim of your goal of your life, attitude of your life, you see, seeking the great happiness. When you do that, by the way, you achieve the small pleasure. You achieve the happiness in this life. Like the beginning of every time they begin a preparation, the motivation comes to them. When you look for enlightenment, liberation, you see. So when you work for that, the happiness in this life, success in life just comes by the way. So that, because you always create good karma, so the happiness in this life comes by the way without looking, without seeking for it, without desiring for it, you see. If you have renounced, you know, you're looking for great happiness, so you renounce the small pleasure, you see, or happiness in life. So, you renounce. But you renounce, there's no desire, you know, for that. You renounced, but, you see, but as a result, you achieve. So, in other words, you achieve, you know, without desiring for it, without attachment, you achieve. So that, so we collected the unbelievable extensive merits, by listening, by your listening and my explaining, as I said, during the room. I think we should do extensive dedication. The king of the prayer, that's one. And also, if you recite king of prayer, today is also a special day of Buddha. So therefore, the second day, the 14th. So therefore, we collect merit. You haven't recited 100 million times. And this is another one, very powerful for purification. The king of prayer. If you generate faith, when you generate faith in the king of prayer, as it says, you definitely. From that you definitely achieve enlightenment. Every time when we generate faith in the kingdom of prayer. So that then the question about at the time of death, this is one of the prayers every day was recited and you get it upon a matter of pure land. As I mentioned there. Merits, that's what, at the beginning is, you know, the, how much merit you collect by, just by hearing the, one verse, that is four words, equivalent number, Buddha, merits, you see, equivalent merits, Buddha equivalent the number of, subtle atoms of the physical ocean. You see, so, that much merit will collect. One collector says. Later it comes out, there was one section there where it says, you collect merit, you know. Buddha's equaling the subtle atoms of the Pacific Ocean. How many Pacific Ocean? 13 times. There's one part that said that. So we applied to the unbelievable merits. during this long, what happened is, so when I was taking all transmission, which is a 18th or 19th volumes, Kachin Gyaltsen, this great Lama who benefited in teaching the Buddha, sitting there makes like the sun rising in this world. Unbelievable, incredible. Whose teachings are like nectar, unbelievable teachings. So it happened to be in ceremonies at this time, before Devang Buddha's time. And Lama also's house. organized there. So Chong La Ratu Rinpoche, Chong La Ratu Rinpoche, who lives in New York, with the senior lama of Debum, the heart disciples, very close disciple, Ling Rinpoche, and so. So this time the rooms were given to the inside so chose ceremonies. All those Incan lamas, young Incan lamas, all those, there was also acceptance and like that. I don't know the Chinese name, or the student, called to the children, is there. So, met two times, then part of our practice, you see, part of our, you know, the preliminary practice, you know, collect marriage. There's not so much other preliminary practice, but this has come out, I don't know how many. But, so then, to loom, for that, so she decided, rather have Saba alone taking the loom in Taiwan into, so that many other people can receive, to do public. So that's how it happened, why this loom is done. So anyway, so how much merit we collected was, so she requested, for the loom, to do public. So that's, so also you can see kindness of sympathy, her, as she referred to the public, so that's about that. So we should the king of prayer can do extensive dedication for sympathy. Dāgē chīnyē sābē kīwā dē tēndāyam tō wākūn lā kāmbēn dā jebārā jēsū lō sāng tō tēmbē nīmbō līn tō sā jē rō Baba Jamba Juna Juhuala 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 Jamba Juna Juhuala
我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与各位同学校长我是最胜教员句我与
愿久住刹城，即是我住世转法，随己千里，不善根，为向众生集合道。 我随一切如来，愿者在感谢得到了，诸佛菩萨辩证得见，我是一切众生集合道。我随一切如来，愿者在感谢得到了，诸佛菩萨辩证得见，我是一切众生集合道。我愿普世三世诸佛，十方一切妙庄，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛菩萨，悉在菩提树，一向无上，众会围绕诸佛 所有一切众生，以及众生无往生菩提，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得解脱，以及没有时间到中得
There's one material with the prayer, not the one talking about the benefits of the statue, not the one, the one that came from material Buddha himself. It's called. The Lama prayer that are composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, beginning and end. It's in Chinese. Beginning and end. Is that available in English? Beginning and end. So this is extremely wonderful prayer. This this Lama Tsongkhapa, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, is extremely good. If that can be translated in Chinese, it will be extremely good.
Yavatun
This is a dedication to those who are benefiting and supporting the Mithya statue. So for that prayer. Shambhe guzo bunjo shambha la tunjin duva jibhe luja chete chambha gumbhe shatundo te jo chuji ebala jova namche doje tenje rivo bo changu niche umbo shabhe ten take lo te ape mo gaje kesam puve ton nama tunje jo te te jawa chambha lutu Taya Takia Gola, Shashin Dola, Majan, Totorum, Tena,
善说庄严经典般的佛法圣意床在各地树立，愿一切是否佛常的圣子皆全康，愿一切众生安乐来源的佛法救度传广传，借着不断升起的三种慈心力，愿以慈心摧毁魔王的护持成
心。在
十八页本书妙音一名是此我后就是定根本真修道十九页的125
长者尊者仁波切嘛揭巴那揭
波对心即尊贵诸位神尊也生起方丈不衰对
三尊在长者尊者仁波切嘛揭巴那揭巴揭巴念巴灭巴也光念功德白瓦尔说长者尊者仁波切嘛揭巴那揭巴揭巴念巴灭巴也光念功德
于此学理所绕国土中第九页雪顶圣教终身之护持广开悲空松韵菩提道
Please dedicate all the mass as soon as to this obstacle here was ready to prepare immediately and so stay alive and all the holy wishes be successful immediately. We dedicate all the merits for successful all the projects. All the material statue projects and various holy objects to build in different parts of the world and only offering service to monasteries, to the Sanghas, Sanghas in this organization. They build a monastery, rich places in different parts of the world. So to see all the needs for that. then social services, the treating the medicine treating patients, the eye clinic in Tibet and so forth, the giving food, shelter, and all that sort of thing. Also education. For young people education, heart of the education as well, to be most beneficial and everyone who comes to learn, may it be spread all over the world, especially in the violent countries, may anybody who come to learn all the students, may it become cause of, may they become originator of all the peace and happiness. In the country, in the area, in the country, in the rest of the world. Publishing Dharma books and that, spreading in different parts of the world, and in the present project, so forth, all the hospitals, which must benefit from Sindhi Ming, and resort needs. And every center, including the Chinese Medical Center, all the centers in Taiwan, all the rest of Sindhi Ming, most beneficial to go. For all Sindhi Mings, 인생 전해드린 페이스북 담아서 모두 지도인데 스페셜 스펠 남아서 티신 in the hospitals and the what needs. And whatever project each center has, whatever, buy a house for a center, or, you know, land, whatever, so forth, you know, social service, spread dharma, whatever project each center has, to most beneficial, to succeed. Then last is, did all the past, present, future, manage, collect, development, did I manage, collect, there was empty from the side. You know, the three-time marriage club, brothers, and, all the numberless helpers, animals, all the students who passed away, up to now, those who are alive with me, whose names are going to be, my promised brothers died, including the, Terry Lodge, the director of New Zealand Center, Mahamudra Center, who had cancer and passed away the day before early morning. I think like that. So all those, liberated from the, in case born in the Lord, to be liberated immediately from there, all those beings, numberless helpers and animals, liberated from the Lord realm. To be born in pure land, may they be born in pure land, where they can be enlightened. All is a permanent in the body. By making public call for mother teachings and meditating about this. So actually, he seems to have died passed away. So when he was dying, what happened was a kind of letter. But in my observation, it seems didn't come out pure land that time, but very good, it came out very good, you know, human being. So it seems some positive there. So there's another ex-director of Mahamudra Center who did it for many, many years, who actually created the center, Sally and Roy. Sally, now she was a Dushita Dharma director for one of his. Then now she became director of management. So her ex-husband, Roy. So Roy came to see him, the terror, which you see. So he put his hand in the hand of the director who was dying, see. He put his hand on his hand, then kind of repeated, you see, let go, this, you know, he repeated, you see, let go, this. And then, from the beginning, when he saw, his eyes were all crossed. But when he heard Roy's voice, he opened eye, he smiled. Already closed eye, smiled. Then Roy said, by putting his hand in the hand of the other person, then he kind of slowly, repeat all over, let go, like that, some kind of tune, you know, this let go. Then the Jew said, go to Pure Land, is what he told. Then, since he was still able to speak, so which Pure Land? He asked, which Pure Land? So then Roy said, any Pure Land. So then he even more smiled, then he stopped, then he breath stopped. Even more smiled, closed eyes, then breath stopped. So then, I think it's very positive. So it seems very positive, yeah. So, ordered some tata at Apu's house, medicine Buddha, seven medicine Buddha few, then 35 Buddha few, then Shakyamuni Buddha, this size, such a, you know, when I was from this, starting from Buddha. So, things like that, and, yeah, then also I tried to do some Mickey Mouse, prayer. Yeah. Mickey Mouse prayer, just, some kind of, power, but I mean, just try, you see. So, so that, because it worked very hard for the center for some time. His main business is discovering gold. Yeah, the, So, so from this story, also you know how to help the dying person. You see, so somebody who is not Buddhist, it is, you know, the basic thing is letting go. So that's simple. Not Buddhist, non-Buddhist is the foundation of letting go. If the letting go doesn't happen, you can't go to pure anger. You know, then you see, yeah, mind is not free. So what is Buddhist, non-Buddhist, you see? So that's the best for both. So the Buddhist, of course, you know, taking refuge, things, I mean, things like that, you see, the Buddha or Sangha, things like that. You know. So, but the Pure Land, even for non-Buddhist, I mean, because that's something, you know, something wonderful place. You mentioned name. The name is very important, you know, like Dushita or the Amitabha Pure Land. The name is very important. Rather than saying just Pure Land, you know. The specific name is very important. So then the person has got name to hold on to. Then that generally wish to be there, then that helps to be born there, you see. If you don't so therefore name is very the giving specific name is very important. So something you know, something much better than here. See, you know, whatever the person wishes, the person like play soccer, or a person like to say cricket, or ball, yeah. So the person, you know, is, yeah, what do you call that? You know, his interest, hobby, yeah, that is the golf, then you see, you can say, there's much better golf, or some, you know, in that, it's pure and that's much better golf, you know, or that you can win over many people, or something like that. So even what personal interest, you can mention that, you see, that period is much better, you know, I mean, a billion times much better, whatever. If the person, you know, want to have many beautiful friends, you know, you know, then this period is much better, you see, many hundreds, you know, friends, you know, like that, or the, at or some, like, place, beautiful place, you know, whatever the person. If you know the person's interest in it, you say, it's much, 100 times much better, 1,000 times much better there. Like the same story it is. The one old monk, he knew the technical power, transfer consciousness to Pure Land, but it was not working when he was dying. He was trying to do the power, but it's not working. So then his guru knew, his clairvoyance knew the older monk was having difficulties. So he immediately sent the young monk to pass message. There's a better Tibetan tea, you know, there's a better shark. Shark means the butter left over tea. Tibetan tea is made with butter, so the butter left over, butter left in the bowl, you see, after you drink tea. The butter left over. Anyway, so the problem is the Lama knew from distance he is attached to the butter left of tree, you see, sharp. So then even though he knows technique very well, but he can't able to transfer. So then, as soon as the monk, young monk came, the Lama's disciple, gave the message, there's a better shot in the Dujita Pure Land, immediately, he was able to shoot his conscience Pure Land. So they used that example to other, to help the people who are dying, you see. So, anyway, relating what the person is interested in. However, I think it's important to mention them that even if it's none, but it's very clearly mentioned how wonderful things there, you know. Then his wish goes there to, you know, pay attention to that, so that can help, you know. Of course, the person has to merit to be there. But you see, this person merit, and also a person who's helped, who is merit, and also a person meet somebody and help that time, you see. Like this Terry, you know, met this other director, then says, the Pure Land like that. So this gives an idea, what I mentioned gives an idea, what to tell us here. Buddhist, also non-Buddhist, what to tell the person dying at the last minute. So the letting go, that's the secret part, to make the person free. So anyway, these are all the past, person is a managed club, and Jedi managed club, others, and then I say, it was all empty from his side. Okay, may I was also empty. Maybe mention one by one, so to meditate. Did all the three times meditate, I was empty from the side. May the eye, who is also empty from the side, achieve. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment. There was also empty from its own side. Lead all the sentient beings, also empty from their own side. To that enlightenment, which was empty from its own side. By myself alone, which was empty from its own side. So I just want to mention something here. So idea, my guess. So here, it's called mark, okay? So you look for mark. Where's the mark, you see? Then it's not a mark, you see? Then you don't find mark at the end. You don't find mark at the end. You search just name, you see, just that, you know. As you say, by leaving out, mark exists. There's a mark. But when you look for, when you maintain your emptiness, you look for the mark. You see, then even all the collection of these. So at the end, So, even the collection is not marked, you see. So, you know, so you don't find, you see. There's no mark. You see, it becomes unclear, you see, and confusion, you see. So, it doesn't help. It doesn't help existence of the mark. You see, exist the mark exists, so it doesn't help. It didn't help to the mark existing. That way of meditating didn't help. You see how the mark exists. So it harms the dependent arising, existing the mark. You see. So they become nihilism, foreign nihilism. It didn't help. If you are meditating, if that is correct, then it should help. After analysis, it should, after you realize that, it should help the existence of mark. You know, the mark, you know, the dependent rising of the mark. You see, the mark exists, is dependent rising. It should help to that realization, you see. First you realize empty, then that, as a result, you realize the mark exists, dependent rising, you see. The merely imputed by mind, you know, because there's the base, so the mark exists, you know, merely imputed by mind, relating the base. Because of the base, mark exists, which is merely imputed by mind, okay? So it should help to realize that. So now, you leave out the extra thing that which we have to realize empty, which appears to you, you know, which appears to you, and truly existent, existing from its own side by its nature, which all this, you know, real as a real in the sense of existing. So that one you didn't touch. That one, you see, you didn't touch at all the hallucination object repeated. Which is total non-existent, this extra thing, extra than what is merely imputed by mind, more than what is merely imputed by mind, that which appears to you, you believe, you know, in daily life, you see. So, that, you see, doesn't exist at all, not even slightest of atom, you see. realization, the absence of that is the emptiness of mark. Absence of that, when you realize that's empty, that's the emptiness of mark. So you see, that additional thing, you know, the real one in sense existing from the side, you see, more than what is merely left by me. So this additional thing appeared and believed, you see, this nothing touched. You see, the repeat, objective repeat, nothing touched, you see. That's the one that you're supposed to look for and then analyze, you see. And then if you do that, then conclusion is you don't find that, because it doesn't exist. So you realize emptiness of mark. Then that helps to realize that the mark, the conventional truth of mark, the mark exists, dependent arising, because of the base, mark exists, merely imputed by mind. so the mark exists, but it's empty, you know? sometimes it's empty, and it's just empty. While the mind is empty, you know, it exists. So you see that the Prasangika's view, this, well, it depends apart. When you see the one, when you see the mind, whatever I unified emptiness, when arising, then you have completed the, you have completed the analysis. So, you see the emptiness. So that, anyway, so, what's the So you see, you leave this, the part of the hallucination, the gakcha is object of beauty, this real mark, the real, you see, in a sense exists, you leave it, you, that has a unnoticed, or the, didn't realize that's what you have to look for, you see, check. So you just look for the name mark, you see, and you could not find it, and could not find it, and you see, so there's no mark. So how is that feeling? How is that feeling when you don't find mark? This is name you check, mark. That, the, that confusion that you see, how does that, there's no mark. That now you check the mark, how does the mark appear to you? Merely labeled or not merely labeled by mind? You see? It appear not merely labeled by mind. And that you believe 100% is true. You trust that's true, you see? So, that you look for. That you look for, or you don't find. So something very deep, you see. So when you see, when you realize, I guess, you know, this is what I mean, the gurus, the mentor explained, they say. So when you see, when you realize that, when you realize that total non-existence, you see, the real mark, in the sense existing from the belief, total non-existent, you see. So the, for the wisdom, wisdom seeing that's empty, discovering it's empty. So there's no, that wisdom during that time, there's no conventional truth, you see. Anything. What it realizes, what we see, just the emptiness only. There's not even a thought, I'm seeing emptiness. It's not even that thought at that time. this and that, you see. Not even that thought. Just only the emptiness. So if some of the thought arises, you know, mental emptiness, this, then the obstacle to see the emptiness, mental emptiness. So that one, something very deep, you know, big difference. That, and then you look for the, you know, name, you see, mark, and you cannot find. You see that. You look on the mountain where there's cow. You don't find cow on the mountain, you see. That, and then the real cow, the cow that is appearing to you, not merely labeled by mind, exists from the by nature, and that you trust, that you hold on to it. So you see. Now, when you don't find that, you see, it's a very deep, intense emptiness that, as a guest, you see, as the mentor of those, what they explain the teaching. So they have something very deep, that truly existing, the real cow, you see. You see, that's total non-existent, empty there. So there's huge differences. So what is he trying to guess what they, those mentors, you know, they, what they explain. So when you dedicate marriage, you know, three times, there was empty. So that time, the way of your thinking is like this, you know, same as non-existent. You see, look for the mark, you see, where's the mark, you know, then you don't find mark, you see. So that's, it's like that. Then that's not correct. That's nihilism, if that, you see. So the, something that was empty, so there should be something, the marriage that appeared to you real and that you hold on to it, you see. So that is soulless, totally empty of that. You know, there was something real appearing to you, you know? Oh, it's totally empty, just there. There's no such thing there. So it's much, I think, I guess, maybe much deeper, say, much, so that emptiness is much deeper, say, something very deep, intense, very deep. So total non-existence of that, see. Just there, from where it's appearing, you see. From where it is appearing to you, you're discovering, realizing, it's right, empty, right there. So, something very intensive, you know, something very strong. So again, so that, it has to be something like that. So not to see, when you look for the mark, name, you see, then you're going to find this. So, you look for animal, cow on the mountain, then you don't find it. That's a big difference. So, so it's, I don't know, that is, so something totally empty right there, but intensive, see. So it's the same thing. Then I, you know, enlightenment, something being, you know that. So anyway, all these which appear not real one in the sense not made level by mind, you know, there's total none absolute right there. So normally, as I mentioned, the mudra, this mudra of the gakcha, you see. So you see like this, you know, something appearing from there to your mind, something, you know, appearing from there, you see, from your side, something real, you see, like that, you see. Then seeing that total non-existent right there. So, like that, you see, when it happens to the eye, when you, self, you see, so this real eye, that you've been, say, that has been appearing, and, you know, a real one, not merely leveled by mind, in the sense, you see. Then you have been holding on to this, trusting this, holding on to this, believing this from beginningless rebirth, not just from this morning, not just from the birth, from beginningless rebirth, believing this. That's really, there's such I. So only now, then you see suddenly, due to so much merit in the imprint of past Guru's blessings, then your meditation, the words, it worked, you know, like shooting on the enemy, it hit it on the right point. So here, so you see, so suddenly you see empty. So suddenly you see what you've been believing from beginningless rebirth up now, suddenly here you discover. Suddenly here you discover there's no such thing there. Suddenly you discover total non-existent. Total non-existent. So like you are, so often I said, give an example, another mudra is this. So you see, this is your mind, holding the eye, real eye, you know, the sense existing from inside. So from beginning it's rebirth like this, holding this, this is such that. But now, today, this hour, through the blessing of the Guru, your good duty, we are strong Guru devotion, and there are also extensive marriage purification. So now here, suddenly now, you see, there's nothing there. There's nothing there from beginning. From beginning, there's nothing there. You see, but didn't discover that. There's nothing there to hold on to. So only now you discover there's nothing there. So before then, from beginning of the rebirth, is holding there's something there. Because that then we have been die, reborn in samsara again, and then die and experience all the sufferings. So now you see, now you suddenly discover, you know, there's no such eye from beginning of the rebirth. There's nothing there, you know, to hold on to. But didn't see is non-existent. So now only you see there's nothing there, you see. So therefore this deep emptiness, very deep, very profound, very deep. So then because of that, the fear comes for the lower intelligent beings, even the bodhisattvas. So fear comes, so the fear, very deep fear, not just ordinary fear that you may tiger or something, very deep fear, but deep from the heart. Because of what you've been believing up to now, you see, kind of lost. So you see, very deep fear. So. The higher intelligent bodhisattvas, it said that you know, incredible joy and tears come out, and the hairs from the poor stand up. So in among the Western students, there's some sanghas. One monk who when he discovered emptiness, you know, so then, whenever he maintained emptiness, he had so incredible joy, so much joy, you know, his experiences, so much joy, you know, and it also makes him laugh, so much incredible joy, the tear come out, right there, and it makes him to laugh because you see empty. So I think because it's become like a joke. You know, the other part of life. You see, you know, the believing there's something real there. You know, you live all your life like that. You see, you know, it's not there, but you believe it. I mean, that and everything rest, you know, something real exists from there, then you believe. Then you, on that basis, you live the life, you see. So, so that makes total to love, you know. Kind of childish or nonsense, you know. So I just give the differences. So, when you look for Mark, you know, you see, you don't find that and then real mark, not merely the mark that's appearing to you. that you believe in all the time. So don't find that. See, the sort of emphasis of jiva. That's deep, see. And this, so what I'm trying to say is two different experiences. So then when you meditate, you know, then you know, you get some idea, you see, what the way you think is correct or not, you see. Your feel is correct or not. You know. That what is nihilism, you know. So much. If you don't know how to analyze, how to, so much can be just nihilism. You know, like this example, you look at the mark, you know, what's the mark then? You know, how you see that. confusion. Then you see. So when you meditate on this, could be. If you're not careful, at the same time, we don't analyze how you're doing meditation, you see, then it could lead, could be like this, ordinary, in other words, space, ordinary emptiness, Lama Tsongkhapa calls ordinary emptiness, you see, like that. Emptiness from the substance. Let's just stop there. Chodye Jawo Tsongkhapa Chodzo Nambara Pewada Gege Tsamashio. So this is dedicated, also the merits for her, who are requested for teaching a long life, and all her wishes to be succeed, for the Dharma, and to, you know, to be able to attend with the children.